Next, we will go to meditation. We will continue the same session, same verse of Tathagata. Today, I'll just play that verse for you, the Tathagata verse.
Atma kaha, stula sukshma karana sharirat, stula sukshma karana sharirat, vyatiriktaha, pancha kosha stita san, pancha kosha tita san, avasthatraya sakshi, avasthatraya sakshi, sachidananda swarupaha, sachidananda swarupaha, san, yastishthati sa atma, yastishthati sa atma.
This verse of Tathagata is a fundamental verse of Advaita Vedanta. Anytime you want to meditate, you can choose this verse. If you know how to analyze this verse, you will know how to analyze your true nature and arrive at your intrinsic nature as Atma. There are three legs to this verse. The first leg is consisting of three sharira, three bodies. The next leg is consisting of five dresses, five sheets, five coverings, pancha koshas. And the last one, third leg, is the avasthatraya, three states of consciousness. When you analyze each one separately, these are three prakriyas, three methods. All these three methods lead to one common goal. They all lead to understanding my real nature as Atma Satchit Ananda Swarupaha. Please close your eyes. Sit erect. The study of Bhagavad Gita second chapter, 12th verse and the 13th verse teaches me two aspects of Atma. Atma, my real nature, is Nityaha, eternal. I am not the gross body which is born out of food. Food is born out of prithvi. One of the panchabhutas. The essence of the body is the essence of the food consumed by the parents. The subtle body also is made up of panchabhutas, subtle elements. They are material in nature. The gross body made of five elements is not me. The indriyams, pranaha and antakkaranam, they constitute the subtle body made up of five elements. They are not me. The causal body consists of vasanas, punya papa, karma phalams. They are not me. The three shariram are external to me. The three bodies are anityaha. They have a transitory existence. I am pure awareness. I have no change. Nirvikaraha. Changeless. Body has got six conditions. Asti. Jayate. Vardhate, viparinamate, apakshiyate, vinashyati. They exist, they are born, they grow, they are in stable condition for some time. And then they have declension and death. I am not the body, I am the Atma, pure awareness. This way, I can meditate again and again as Aham Nitya Surupaha. I am immortal as awareness, consciousness. The conditions of the mind joy and sorrow, honor and dishonor, understanding, not understanding, knowledge, ignorance, they are all objects of consciousness. They are internal objects. They are perceived by Sakshi, the Atma. I, the Atma, am Asangaha. I don't have any connection at any time with the conditions of the mind. The body may have a disease. The mind may have some deficiencies, anger, jealousy, desire. They are all conditions of the mind. While interacting with the world, I develop titiksha, forbearance. What I cannot change, I endure. This gives me strength to face the world. The setup is not under my control. I can develop my mind to face the situation. By asserting, I am Atma, I am stating a fact which I have come to know from the study of Bhagavad Gita. I am Nityaha Nirvikaraha Asangaha Satyaha. I am immortal, changeless, independently existing, pure awareness. As awareness, I am never connected with the conditions of the body, mind. A sharira is my nature, pure awareness. I remember this fact at least once a day. This helps me to face the world. Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadhaya Purnamevavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti, Shanti. Gently open your eyes.